You're listening to Vatican Radio.
As weather forecasts warn of more storms across northern Europe, French President François Hollande has declared a state of emergency in areas worst affected by deadly flooding that also impacted other areas of Europe. Stefan Boss reports that heavy rain across Europe has left at least 10 people dead, most of them in Germany.
French President François Hollande declared the state of emergency Thursday as torrential rains across France forced thousands of people from their homes. Stranded motorists were rescued by soldiers as floodwaters rose, while in the capital Paris, an underground metro line was shut and staff at the famed Louvre Museum were told the venue was likely to close. Amid the misery, an 86-year-old woman was found dead in her flooded house in a small town southwest of Paris late on Wednesday, apparently the first casualty from the heavy rains that caused several rivers to burst their banks. Many others died across Europe, especially in Germany. Here in the town of Triften, in Germany's flood-stricken Bavaria region, houses have been partly submerged. Flooding blocked roads and left residents stranded. Some had to be rescued by boat or helicopter. Yet not everyone could be rescued. German police said they found the body of a fifth victim after floods swept part of Bavaria. The body of a man was found Thursday at a property in the town of Simbach am Inn. The human remains of three other victims were found in the same town on Wednesday evening. In nearby Ulbach, the body of a woman was also discovered in a stream late Wednesday. And police say that some roads remain closed in the area near the Austrian border. Belgium also endured a fourth day of heavy rain, with flooding reported in several areas across the country. After widespread flooding hit northern Antwerp and the west of Flanders early in the week, waters kept rising in eastern areas around Limburg and Liège. Several neighborhoods have had to be evacuated as cellars flooded and streets were submerged in overflowing creeks and rivers. One major train line linking eastern Limburg to the capital had to be temporarily suspended early Thursday. The neighboring Netherlands, much of it already below sea level, also experienced days of flooding in several areas. And other countries in Central and Eastern Europe also saw heavy rains, flooding roads and towns. Some experts claim the weather is linked to global climate change and that Europe should prepare for more troubles to come. Whatever the reason, forecasters do agree that more heavy downpours are expected right through the weekend in an area from France to Ukraine, with as much as 50 millimeters of rain falling in some parts in just a few hours. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.